A great feeling to win the County Antrim Women's FA Cup for the second year in a row.
You know, I'm very proud tonight. I don't think you know we can write the script. Maxie speechless, to be honest. I knew coming into tonight, you know, Glentoran would be ready for us and trying to avenge us after Tuesday night's result. And that proved it. The first 20, 25 minutes, you know, Glentoran dominated the game, to be honest. You know, the Lauren Wade was getting attacking runs down the flank. You know, Kelly Bailey, Gail Macklin, Demi Vance, Nadine Caldwell, all getting on top of us. And we found it very hard to get to grips with it. And they took the lead, just deserved, with a fantastic goal. A free kick, which I don't think was a free kick, but I would love to see it in the replay. As he had judged Ashley Hutton to handle the ball, but take nothing away. Kelly Bailey's free kicks are like penalty kicks, and we knew that. So once we give a free kick away, you know, in them sort of areas, it's just like a penalty kick. So they went 1-0 up just before the break, and just like Tuesday night, we just didn't get the equaliser at half time. So we had to come in, we had to regroup, we had to put a few things right. And I knew myself, you know, we had set the game plan up that if we could bring our captain on, who's slowly coming back from fitness, and the game was in the balance, we had a chance. And to me, I can't speak highly enough of Sir Avenny as a club captain and what she's done for this club. So it's a fitting tribute for her to come on there and lift that trophy again, because it's been a frustrating season for her. But however, them girls are fantastic. You know, what I have asked for them, what the coaching team has done for me and them girls has been fantastic, and I can't thank the coaching team enough. We lose actually Matthew tonight, who's going to America, and I want to thank him personally because he's been fantastic for Nicole, and he's been fantastic for what the effort he makes for them girls with the pre-match stuff. So yeah, it's great. You know, I'm very proud of the girls. They can enjoy it, they can enjoy the weekend, because we didn't really get to enjoy Tuesday night because we knew Friday was coming thick and fast. So they can enjoy their weekend, I'm proud of them, but they know themselves that's just one gone out of the road, you know. So after this weekend, back to focus, and we focus on Ballymena in the league.
Great character to come back from 1-0 down against the league champions twice within a week, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You know, they were fantastic, and it was something I said. It was, you know, we have to change the mindset of Linfield Football Club playing against Glentoran. Make no mistake about it, Glentoran are the benchmark of women's football here, and they're going next week to represent our country in the Champions League, and I hope they do well, and I wish them well. And it's something we have to strive to, and we have to bring the players here at this club to push on from that, you know. So Glentoran are the benchmark for us, and that's where we want to end up.
Kirsty McInnes, what a finish to equalise.
A great finish into the bottom left hand corner, and she didn't get much ball in the first half, and that was something that, again, we addressed in the second half. We had to play the ball wide, we had to get her involved in a 1v1, you know, and you know, her finish was sublime, and that's the type of player Kirsty McInnes is.
Nicole Graham, 5 minutes to go, gets the winner. Lovely finish too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been hard for Nicole as well, because Nicole went on holidays there and Debbie McCarthy came in as a lone striker, and Debbie was doing fantastically well. You know, Debbie came on as a screener tonight and played the 45 in there, and she done well, you know, but she knew herself, and we had talked before that Sarah would come on within the 45 minutes. But Nicole, to get herself back in the team tonight, County Antrim, to get the winning goal, you know, it's a fitting tribute for her as well.
New kit looked nice, didn't it?
Looked nice. Took a few people by surprise with the names on the back of it, but it's not an image thing. It's not a publicity thing. It's something that we want to take to this club, and we want to add the professionalism to this club, like the English clubs, like the WSL1s and WSL2s with their names and all back. And that's something that we have to work towards as Linfield Football Club to make our club one of the best in this country.
Still a lot of big games to come. 2 cup finals, 4 league games.
Yeah.
Can't rest in your laurels, can you?
No, and that's why all the squad will play a big part. And I know some girls will probably be disappointed, you know, not getting news tonight. However, you know, we've done well, and it hasn't been the 11 or 12 that's got on here tonight that's won us this trophy. It's been the 17 and 18 players that have helped us through the quarterfinal, helped us through the semi-final, and played in the leagues as well. So I have the utmost respect for them. They just need to keep working hard and get themselves into that starting 11, which I've no doubt some of them will.
Very special. We won this first trophy last year, and we've defended it tonight. It's a proud feeling, isn't it?
Definitely is. Definitely, as a manager, you know, I'm very proud tonight. I'm very proud to bring another trophy home for Linfield Football Club. And I'm sure the girls are delighted as well. They know what to do now, and a lot of credit has to go to them girls.
And lastly, a special moment. One of our players had an operation today at 1 o'clock, and she turns up prior to the kickoff to wish the girls well. That's the spirit of this club, isn't it?
Yes, Emma went through a foot operation today at 1 o'clock, and again, it shows the character and the type of person she is. You know, she came in there before our team talk, and she gave the girls a team talk themselves. She's been sending out messages, and she's a leader, and that's why she was vice captain at the start of the season, because that's what she brings. She brings that feel good factor. All the girls love her, you know. And to me, relationships on and off the park has spurred us on here tonight, and the character and the togetherness has won us that game.
Ryan, County Antrim Women's FA Cup winning manager for the second year in a row. Well done.
Thank you very much.